This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Graham. The Wild lost their fifth consecutive game with a 4-1 setback to Pittsburgh in St. Paul last night. Head coach John Hines says the game slowly unraveled on them.
The first period was a really good start for us, and it was a good 20 minutes. I thought in the second we got outskated, we got outcompeted. We didn't win a lot of faceoffs. We never started with the puck, and our execution wasn't great. And then I think we fed their momentum, and then they were the better team the second half of the game.
Kirill Kaprizov scored the lone Minnesota goal. Vancouver comes to town tomorrow. The 19th-ranked Gopher men's hockey team also lost by 3 goals last night, falling at 14th rate of Wisconsin 5-2. Minnesota head coach Bob Motzko says his team did not play well.
Not at all. The decision-making, you know, I think led to some frustration, you know, so for chunks of the game, then we had guys that got off their game out of frustration, and we can't. We had to find a better fight in that, and we made life way too easy for Wisconsin.
The two teams are off tonight. They'll play game two tomorrow. The Gopher football team hosts Michigan State tomorrow at home, hoping to bounce back from last week's tough road loss at Iowa. Linebacker Maverick Baranowski.
It was a tough day. You know, when you go back and watch the film, I thought we did some things good, and we didn't do a lot of things good as well. So, you know, you get to watch the film, you get to learn from it. We're really excited to move on and get that behind us and play another game of football.
Tomorrow's game will kick off at 2:30. The Vikings are putting the finishing touches on their game plan, which includes J.J. McCarthy starting at quarterback as they take on the Lions in Detroit on Sunday. Star receiver Justin Jefferson says he enjoys having input on the game plan.
I feel like me and KO's relationship has been great. With that, and especially with how the defense have been covering me, and especially this exact team. So the relationship and the communication has been, you know, top tier. It's just all about just going out there and knowing that I'm going to get doubled, knowing the plays that I have, knowing the routes that I have. It's just going out there and still winning against that double team.
Sunday's game will kick off at noon. This is MNN Sports.